Well, it's time for a lot of people to come out of their parents' basement because the Midwest, I don't believe we're talking about this, the Midwest Gaming Classic is coming to Wisconsin, and joining us is Dan Lucent. And Dan, you are part of this. You started it. Correct me if I'm wrong. This literally began in somebody's basement about 20 years ago.
No, it actually didn't. It began in the basement of the Boy Scout Service Center, was the first location. So it was in a basement, but not someone's basement. We gather people from all over that have a passion for gaming. And believe it or not, it's not just like weirdos. It's also tons of really normal people and families and just kind of everybody who likes gaming, because pretty much everybody plays some sort of game, and we welcome them with open arms and have them show off whatever they're passionate about.
Well, literally, you've got people coming from all over the world for this on March 31st through April 2nd.
Absolutely. We've had people come to the show from Japan, Australia, all over Europe, all over South America, and pretty much everywhere. And they come because our event's unique in that it gives voice and a platform to people who, for instance, there's a group who makes new Nintendo games. And so they are having a get-together to basically discuss how they program Nintendo games, and we're the best place in the world to find out more information about that. And so they're all getting together here. And so that means that there's people traveling in from, I know that a couple of them are traveling in from Europe for that, for instance, as well as all over the United States for that just singular section of the show. And the show takes up 200,000 square feet plus of space. So there's a lot more than just that.
How have games evolved in the 20 years since this began?
Oh, that's a great question. When we started, the reason that we started this was because it was a bunch of people that enjoyed talking about their favorite games online, and there was no way for us to really get together and to play those games together. And so the show became kind of the physical way to do that. And while the show is still that, you can now become friends with someone online. One of the people that we work with, he is meeting at the show in person for the first time, someone who during the COVID lockdowns, he ended up starting to play games with. And so they're using the show as a place where they can meet and continue to do what they found a shared passion and friendship on without actually physically meeting in person.
What I find very interesting is some of the people who voice these games have become actual celebrities in the gaming world.
Absolutely. We have a number of people that have been involved with gaming, from Mortal Kombat actors who were the ones who were digitized in the 1990s to be in the games, to voice actors like Christopher Sean, who acted in Gotham Arkham Asylum recently. And it's fascinating because at a lot of shows, they kind of put those people in an area where you can't really see them and it's hard to interact with them. And we do lots of fun things at our show where you get to interact with them in a different way. As one perfect, for instance, if you've ever wanted to learn martial arts, the Mortal Kombat cast will actually be teaching you some of the moves that were used in Mortal Kombat at our show.
Oh, wait a minute. How do you get to be part of that where you can actually meet with those actors and replicate some of those movements?
Yeah, all that you need to do is come to the show. It's included with your ticket. We try to make it that as much as possible is included with your ticket. And so we try to always do something unique. There's a lot of other shows that have the voice actors or the actors or whatever come in and just do the signings or whatever. And at our show, we're always looking for that something special. And so this year, the Mortal Kombat actors is one of them. We've got some other things that we're announcing with some of the other people that are coming in. And like, as a for instance, too, we've had game developers who have created video games that will do shooting galleries in our after party with Nerf guns. We have one of the pinball designers this year that has designed some really popular recent games will be performing music at our after party on Saturday night. And so you get to see some of these people that actually design and create the games that we all love. And then you get to see them in a different way where you can sit down and play a board game with them, or maybe play an arcade game or an old console or a new console. and just interact with them as people, because ultimately that's what we all are. And our show is kind of about putting that humanity back into interactions.
Well, I know you're expecting at least 20,000 gamers, not just from the Midwest, but literally, as you said, all over the world. And tell us exactly when and where this is going to be and how we can get tickets.
Absolutely. We're in the Wisconsin Center downtown, and we will be there March 31st through April 2nd. March 31st is our preview night, and so it's the night where we say that you can play without delay. You come in, and we will have all of the new pinball machines. We have almost 100, if not over 100, brand new pinball machines that are opened up and put on the floor for people to play for the first time, including many games that haven't even, that are just being released basically as our show is happening. All of the older pinball machines and arcade games, tons of consoles, tons of board games, Magic the Gathering. So that's what Friday is all about. On Saturday, you have all of that, but we add to it the vendor hall. We have a ton of performances. We do have one musical performance on Friday night, but then Saturday we have lots more people that perform video game music. We have different panels tracing kind of the history of gaming and some of the favorite game franchises. And then Sunday is our family day. Tickets are half price. And kids 9 and under are free both Saturday and Sunday. And on Sunday, all tickets are half price, and you can come in and see the show for yourself that way if you want a little taste to kind of see what it's all about. Maybe take the kids and introduce them to some of the games that you might have used to play when you were young that they wouldn't have otherwise seen.
And I love that kids 9 and under are going to get free admission on Saturday and Sunday. One last question, Dan. What is your favorite video game of all time?
Oh, I'm going, so I rotate between three different ones, but if you ask me at this exact moment, which you did, I would say Super Mario Brothers 3. It came out when I was at just kind of that right age. I had saved my allowance for weeks for it. And I remember getting it and bringing it home and how cool it felt to play it and discover new things. And I still try to make time to play it pretty regularly now.
Dan Lewson, the Midwest Gamers Classic. It's going to take place March 31st through April 2nd at the Wisconsin Center. Dan, thanks for getting up early with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.